All right. Hey, Alan, can you hear me okay?
Gotcha, you got me.
Yes, we've got you. All right. Well, we are now joined by our race winning crew chief, Alan Gustafson, the number nine Napa Auto Parts Chevrolet, and a new crew chief heading to the championship four. So, congratulations and thank you for taking the time. We're going to get right into questions. We will kick things off with Jenna Fryer. Go ahead, Jenna.
Hey, Alan, congratulations. On the pit stop when your jack man came back to the wall, you guys were aware of that? Was that something that you had drilled into those guys for him to get back to the wall?
Yeah, I mean, we're certainly aware of it. I can't take the credit for, coaching that into those guys. I think that credit goes to Chris Berkey and our pit crew to coaches and our pit department, and they did a good job of, instructing those guys what to do, TJ what to do. And it's a new rule. Man, I want to say it's new either this year or last year. It's certainly an adjustment NASCAR's made to give those guys a little bit of forgiveness if that was to happen. So, yeah, they did a great job, and it was a huge moment in the race. Certainly we didn't need the mistake, but for TJ to have the wherewithal to go back to the wall and reset was great.
How much stress was there tonight with the way it was going up and down and back and forth and people were in and out the whole race?
Yeah, I mean, it's an intense race. It's a lot of fun. This is a great track. I mean, it's a good place to do this. For us – I was, I had my mind made up. We were going to have to win. I didn't really see any way to get in on points. And especially when the 2 and the 11 and some of those guys did fairly decent the first stage. It was going to be all about winning the race. So we were able to do that, fortunately. And, that was our focus. So we didn't get too caught up in, the back and forth of it.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Alan, first to follow up on Jenna's question on the pit crew guy, the rule says that you have to kind of reestablish yourself to the wall. Did you guys know, okay, you just need to touch the wall? Like, is that an interpretation that NASCAR has described to you or your pit coaches?
Basically, yeah, yes. I mean, I don't know the exact language that they've described it to us, but yeah, you just got to get back on the wall or your foot back on the wall. So, I certainly don't want to, I don't think it's a judgment call in my opinion. I feel like that's pretty straightforward. I think that, he did what he was supposed to do. He took the time to reset and it's the way the rules stated.
And what do you think this win means, not for next week, but for Chase and your team in the years going forward?
It's, we've been trying to take this step now for the last 2 or 3 years. And I feel like we've been really ready to do it and able to do it. We just have not done it when it mattered. And today we were able to and overcome some pretty tough circumstances at Texas and come here, really in a must-win situation, and being able to do it was great. So it's great for the team. Super proud of those guys. Everybody at HMS certainly delivered. Brand new car, great car. Tons of speed, obviously. Great engine. Pit crew did what we had to do, and it's a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you. Alan, I'm just kind of curious. I heard you get pretty hot about guys running into you purposely to try to cut the tire, using the fender to do that. I guess that's always been a practice in short track racing, but is there any way to police it?
I think it's self-policing in my opinion. And, there's a couple guys that consistently do it, at least to us. And you just get tired of getting raced that way. I was pretty upset about it. If that ultimately was a tire rub and would have cut our tire down and it was going to get ugly in a hurry it happens, right? I get it. You're racing and I think you see guys, when you're racing them, things happen and you might get into each other, but when it happens consistently from the same person, you're just over it.
Thank you for your time.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. We'll take our next question from Cole with Popular Speed.
Thank you. Hey, Alan, congrats on the win. What do you believe sets the number nine team apart from the other three championship contenders in 2020?
Well, you know, our objective is to have the fastest car. That's going to be the key. So that's certainly what we're going to try to do. And I think the person with the fastest car has a significant advantage in the race. So that's what we'll focus on trying to do. And that's going to be our objective.
Thank you, sir. Best of luck.
Thank you.
All righty. We'll take our next question from Jim Utter.
Congrats, Alan. To go back to an earlier question, talking about to be able to do what you haven't done before, Chase mentioned the importance of, he called it, to be able to perform when you have no choice. Would you kind of agree with that assessment as an accomplishment in tonight?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a tough thing to describe and I'm trying to think of the best way, you know, when you've got one shot, I mean, that's it, right? I mean, it's, you know, I never played in the major leagues or whatever, but, you know, you think about the World Series and you're up the bat and this is it, right? You're bottom of the ninth and two outs and it's up to you to make it happen. So those pressure situations in sport are great. I think that's what draws so many fans and gets everybody so excited. And it's, you know, such a special moment. And that's what you have to do. You have to be able to deliver when that's it. It's your last shot. It's time to go. It's time to do it. There's no tomorrow. And to be able to do it, like I said earlier, I felt pretty confident we had to win. I didn't really all week, didn't have any designs of anything but winning. You know, we knew that was what it was going to take. The competition's too good to make up 25 points in a race. It just wasn't going to happen. So, yeah, we knew we had to win, and everybody did. I mean, it was a huge effort. You know, you see what goes on here at the track, but what you don't see is everybody in the shop at midnight on Friday getting the car ready to go and making sure every single circumstance of the car is as good as it can be, and just putting their heart and souls into it. So that's a huge thing for us to be able to pull it off.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.
All right, Alan, well, we'll let you go. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. As a reminder, Alan will be back with us this week for the Championship 4 Media Day. So congratulations on the win, and we will see you tomorrow and later on in the week.
Oh, tomorrow. Wow. All right. Thanks.
Yeah, that was me giving you a little heads up there.
Thanks. Glad. Good to know. See y'all soon.
We'll talk to you then. Right. And as a reminder to everybody, all of our audio and video from these press conferences, as well as our transcripts, will be posted to NASCARmedia.com shortly. And if you have any questions, let us know, and we will see you for a full jam-packed week. Make sure to look on the NASCARmedia.com website for the schedule for this week. Plenty of media availabilities, and we look forward to talking to you all then. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marissa.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marissa.